the loss of Terrell Thomas should impact you guys, though, because you'll lose Antral Roll part of the time, right? Likely he'll move back to some nickel corner.
Yes, that loss there was painful. But, you know, it happened last year, just as you said, and Antral went back and he studied some of his cornerback skills when he was in Arizona, and he had to go down and play in that slot area. And so losing Terrell, you know, it's a big loss for us, but hopefully the guys will rally around him. And don't forget the young kid that we drafted out of VTech also. So he has an opportunity to possibly go in there and compete for a job. But right now, you know, it's a big loss for him.
Is that what you'd kind of hope, that whether it's Hosley or somebody will snare that job so Antral can be the safety again full-time?
You know what? Antral was actually – the position that we've had him play in the past 2 years has been pretty darn good. I mean, the kid has stepped up. He has had the ability to play the run and the pass. And for him to be able to step in there and to do the things that he did, you go back and look at the Green Bay tape. When you look at the playoff game in Green Bay, I mean, Antral did a phenomenal job in the slot. And so, but, yeah, you would love to get him back playing as a true safety position, but we all can't forget that he came in here as a corner, and he moved to the safety position. So, but love to have him at safety, but you know what? We're going to put him in the best position we can afford to help ourselves as a team.
He resisted that at first. It was a tug and pull. Then he came to accept it last year, and he talked about how he accepted it.
Right.
Do you think now you'd have to go through that again, or does he already has he already accepted it again?
That's a good question, because right when we started repping Antral just 2 days ago, I went up to him. I had a one-on-one conversation with him. I said, Antral, I'm going to put you down in the slot just like your position last year. And I'm not saying it's going to be permanent, but we need you to get some reps there. He said, no problem, coach. And then, of course, after the Terrell Thomas situation, I went back to him again. I said, okay, Antral, you need to think of yourself as a starter at that position. He said, whatever it takes. And so Antral has been a tremendous leader for us. I mean, his ability, like I said, to be able to play on the slot, in the box, as a deep field safety, is something that, you know, you just don't have on each team. And so, but his ability to go in and learn the defense and to go in and to be able to play all the multiple different techniques is really a tremendous asset for us.
Kind of obvious, but I guess him seeing how it could help the defense and the team on the whole allows him now to get there right away.
Yeah, no question. I mean, that's the one thing that we did last year in our run, is that all the guys started trusting and believing the guy that's next to them. And so when they started understanding and believing that the guy that's next to him is going to be where he's supposed to be, the guy started playing well. They started playing faster.
It almost sounds like your first option now is to kind of have Antral get slapped, and then you're hoping maybe plan B would be if another cornerback emerges.
That is correct. That is correct. That is correct.
Because you know what you got there already.
That's correct. We won a Super Bowl with that one, so that wasn't too bad.
Will Hill had himself a practice the other day. Huh?
Yeah. You know, Will is a guy, we all see his athletic ability, and you're talking, this kid has speed, he has quickness, he has burst and acceleration, and this young man has all the tools that you want as a defensive back. Mm-hmm. The thing that Will is going to have to learn, and we all know, is the playbooks, the details of the defense. When you come here as a safety, you have to be ready to control all the coverage adjustments, and you have to be ready to get everyone lined up accordingly. And so Will is, you know, that's going to be a challenge for him, because I don't know if he had to do that at Florida, but he's learning. He is definitely learning. And you guys know, that you've been around me for years now, I have my guys playing right and left. So when it comes to who's the strong safety, who's the free safety, we're all just safeties. And so a guy can go in there and see a formation. If he's on the right side, he knows the technique to play within the particular call.
The other day when he was really coming down hard and stuff, was there anything in particular that led to that? I mean, did something click for him? Did he say anything about that?
Instincts.
Yeah.
Instinctive. Okay. This kid has the ability to see the run, or I like to say it, see ball, get ball. And this kid can see the ball, and he goes and he gets the ball. Mm-hmm. And he's done a good job for us. And, again, hopefully he continues to develop. And he has a long way to go, don't get me wrong. But no one's anointing him right now on this team. But right now he's displaying the talents that we need.
Can the problem with that be I think I see the ball and I'm in the wrong spot?
Yeah, that can be some of the problem. But, you know, the thing is that I try to make sure I give them the keys, what they need to read. And after they take their first read, they need to understand where does the second read. And then once you get into a field, if you can trust your instincts and trust the ability to go and plant and drive at the reception point. It's going to allow you to make more plays on the ball. But it comes back to understanding route concepts and all the things that we talk about as coaches.
Dave, in order to play intro against slot guys, you would need a third safety in the field, right?
You know what? You do. You do. And so right now we're trying to figure out who that guy would be. But, you know, you look at some of the linebackers that we have here. We have so many athletic linebackers. You look at Jaquan Williams, I mean, Keith Rivers. These guys could actually go and do some of the things that we wanted, that we did last year versus 12 personnel, two tight ends. Yeah, yes. And so these guys are so athletic. But once you put three wide receivers on the field, you're going to have that third safety in the game.
How many provisionals did you hit yesterday?
Yeah, can you talk about that putt on 90?
You know what? I told my guys yesterday I did not want to go and play. And Robert Nunn, that is, all right, the D-line coach, and Chris Pridey twisted my arm to go and play. And so, but my back is hurting today. My neck is hurting today. But I have to still show up. I can't stand on the sideline.
Did you beat him at least?
No, I did not. I did not. So, but that's okay. It's football season now. Golf season is over. That's my last round of golf. I can tell you that. That is it. How did you do yesterday? You were right behind us.
You heard that ball whistling by your head.
That's right.
I did have one question about Kenny. Kenny was saying that he was hoping to play not so far back, kind of be around the ball more this year because, so many corners went down last year. He said he was playing so far back. Do you guys still envision that now with the Terrell Thomas injury?
There's going to be times where Kenny will be back deep. And the thing is that once we see that a young man has a skill set that's going to help our team, and therefore Kenny is a darn good middle of the field player. I mean, you're talking, I was talking to Jason Witten a couple of years ago out at the Pro Bowl, and one of the things Jason came out and said that when 21 is back deep, he didn't like it. The Dallas offense, they didn't like it because of the simple fact that they knew that he was going to play with proper leverage and he was going to be deep enough that he can come downhill on the balls. And, for him to say that, a Pro Bowl tight end, that made me feel good. And so, but Kenny has the ability to come down and play in the box. You guys saw it in the playoff game where we put him down in man-to-man situations as well as zone. And so Kenny now, if we can find and develop a third safety, which we're in the business of developing men to get out there on the field and to take a starting role, then Kenny will be down closer towards the box.
That was that game in 09.